Belfast City Council has gone for a 0% rates increase. The council says it's the first time this has happened in living memory. Not everyone's happy, though. The DUP proposed a 2% cut. The Ulster Unionist Party went further, called for a 5% reduction. The Ulster Unionist Party represented this morning by Jim Rogers. Morning to you, Councillor Rogers.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. The DUP represented by Christopher Stalford. Good morning, Christopher.
Hello, Stephen.
And Sinn Féin's Marcin O'Muller with us today as well. Good morning, Marcin.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. Jim Rogers, 5% of a reduction in the rates is what you are publicly calling for.
That's quite correct. This was moved by our group leader in the City Hall, Alderman Davy Brown, and supported by his colleagues, including myself. We've got to be realistic here, Stephen. The position is, at the minute, many domestic ratepayers and the business ratepayers are unable to pay their present rate bills. Now, over the last few weeks, the Democratic Unionist Party and the Ulster Unionist Party have been jointly meeting with the business community over poor trading, the bad weather, the double dip recession, and all we have heard from them is the rates in Belfast are far, far too high.
Sure.
If you don't do anything about it now, coming into the new financial year, beginning on the 1st of April, many of us are going to go out of business.
Okay, well, that's
fun. So we wanted to do something, and in listening to them, and also listening to the people who elect us.
Fantastic.
We decided to go for 5%.
Fantastic.
5%.
Spell it out, Jim. Where would you find the money from?
Well, first of all, the council reserves are in the region of 13.6 million. And the local government auditor in Northern Ireland says that the reserves should be round about 10 million. Now, there has been a number of cost-cutting measures in Belfast.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. What do you mean reserves?
Well, every council needs to have reserves for a rainy day.
Yes.
Something gone wrong, some terrible thing happening, and they need to put money in to make it right.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Now, what we're saying is money could be taken out of the reserves. There's also other areas.
So Belfast Council, hold on a minute. So Belfast Council has how much? 13 million?
13.6 million.
13.6 million.
And we should have 10 million. So we've got 3.6 million to play with.
3.6 million of spare cash.
Well, you could say spare cash, which we could use to fund for 1 year only a minus 5% increase.
And how much does the 5% reduction equate to that would be lost in revenue to Belfast City Council?
Well, it's much higher than 3.6 million.
But do you know how much it is?
I haven't got the exact amount here just in front of me.
I do. £6.5 million.
Right. Okay, 6.5 million.
So the Ulster Unionist Party is basically saying that Belfast City Council can afford to lose £6.5 million. Now, even if you take, if we do accept your figures, that Belfast City Council only needs 10 million in reserves, you are still £3 million short.
Absolutely right. And whilst there's been efficiencies made in Belfast City Council, as far as I'm concerned, and many other people, especially those who are not elected to the council, they see money being wasted. And there needs to be a total belt-tightening exercise. We hear Sinn Féin, SDLP and the Alliance Party talking about this investment package. Well, I'm not a strong supporter of it. And you know the reason? And I'll tell you why.
What investment package?
The £150 investment package announced 2 months ago that certain parties just go on and on and on about. The reality is this. If you are a business in Belfast, whether you're in manufacturing, in retailing, in the service industry, you can't get £1 from Belfast City Council from this investment package to enhance your business in any shape
the
or form.
£3 million.
Let me finish. Most of the money will be going to the community and voluntary sector. Now, I'm opposed to that. I don't mind some money going. But the people who we need to invest in here are those who are going to bring wealth to our city and country.
The £3 million shortfall, where would you find it?
You will find it by going through various departments and asking them more savings.
Where? Where's the waste?
Well,
where?
For example, there's waste in every single department, not just in Belfast City Council. It's a bit like central government. Nobody can tell me, or any right-thinking person, that you can't tighten your belt more. Haven't you tightened your belt despite your big salary?
Where, though?
I have tightened my belt.
Where?
Well, we've got a number of departments in Belfast City Council. We have policy and resources, we have development, we have parks and
leisure. Where's the waste?
We have health and environment.
No, but can I offer an answer to that question?
Hold on, Christopher.
Well, I'm not going into all the details.
No, I don't want you to go into all the detail, but I want you to go into some detail. Because you wouldn't want the Ulster Unionist Party to be accused of playing to the gallery here. So can you give me some type of cost analysis as to where you've identified the waste? Specifics. Well, would you make people redundant?
We don't want to make people redundant.
So where would you find the money?
Well, as far as we're concerned, money could be found in those departments which I have just mentioned.
But where? Where within those departments?
Well,
what bit of those departments would you cut?
I'm not going into all the details.
Go into some detail.
But money could be found within them.
Can the Ulster Unionist Party give us any detail today as to where to find this money?
Yes, I've told you about all those departments.
You're naming departments. Detail within the departments. Which part of the department would you cut?
Well, it would take your programme to last for about 3 hours for me to go into all.
Give me one detail of one department where you would cut their money.
I'm saying we should be cutting all of their money, as well as taking the money out of the reserves.
No.
The
3.6 million out of the reserves.
The 6.5 million that we require.
Jim, the 3.6 million leaves a £3 million shortfall. If we're engaging in proper politics in Northern Ireland, then the Ulster Unionist Party should be in a competent position to tell the public where they would find the money from. And to be fair, just saying, oh, will you take it from anywhere we could find it? You know, a 10-year-old schoolboy could say that.
Well, that may
Stephen,
be the case.
Can I help Jim out?
Well, no, I don't need Christopher to help
I'm
me out.
To, look, there are...
That's very cosy of the GUP to help the Ulster Unionist Party out,
Well, I'm all on for Unionist Unity and always have been. The reserves are actually 13.2 million. There were 13.6 million. Up until the council launched the Back in Belfast campaign, where the council decided that it would spend £400,000 on that campaign. So the principle that the reserves are untouchable was breached by the council itself a couple of weeks ago when it decided that it would touch into them to finance that campaign. So there is £13.2 million in the reserve. The local government auditor...
Jim Rogers told us there's 13.6 million.
Well, to be fair, that was the position up until about a fortnight ago.
Okay,
fair enough. The local government auditor, who's obviously we have to take his advice on financial matters, he recommends that the council should have a surplus of around 10 million, a reserve of around £10 million. So that leaves us with £3.2 million.
Which leaves you £3.3 million short of the Ulster Unionist Party plan.
And their proposal last night was to basically use the £3.2 million and then proposed that there should be a blanket percentage reduction across all departments in order to make up the shortfall. We didn't vote for that because we recognise that there are some departments... Specifically, sort of the role of the council in economic development and in the provision of community services.
Sure.
We recognise that those are very important.
So you were on the programme, Christopher, a few days ago, and you weren't able to identify where the DUP would save the money. You promised to come back. You're back.
I did.
Where would you? Because you lot were proposing a 2% cut.
That's right.
Where would you get the money from?
Well, the first thing is the underspend that exists in the council. Over the course of the last 5 years, the average underspend in Belfast City Council has been something like £1.7 million. So in order to finance our proposed year cut, we were proposing a reduction of £1.6 million of the council's contribution to the City Investment Fund. But we were proposing that the underspend would be used in order to replace that reduction that would take place at the start of the year. In year two of our plan, because ours was not for a one-year-only rates cut, it was for a sustainable two-year programme, in year two we were proposing a £1.3 million reduction in the City Investment Fund to be replaced in the same year.
What's wrong with that, Martin?
Well, first of all, Stephen, I think the good news is that this debate is slightly previous and that last night the majority in the council did vote for the first time in living memory, and of course for much of that living memory, unionists controlled City Hall, but for the first time in living memory, we voted for to strike a zero rate. If you set against inflation, I suppose if you do that, it represents an effect.
The relevance of today's debate, though, Martin, is that the unionists, represented by the DUP and the US Unionist Party, are essentially saying that there could have been a rates cut to the citizens of Belfast, and that people like you have stopped it.
And he's also perpetuated. Sinn Féin and the SDLP and the Alliance Party have perpetuated an untruth about the DUP plan, which was that the DUP plan involved people losing their jobs. The figures that we have put out and the figures that we presented to the council demonstrated that
okay.
was not the case.
Go on, Martin.
Well,
then the DUP need to tell us, in the UUP 6.5 million, the DUP 2.6 million, need to tell us where the cuts programme will affect programmes, and the DUP called for a cuts programme, and where it affects jobs. And I haven't got those answers yet. And we need those. I think the people need them, because this debate will continue throughout the year. So while we're committed to continuing to build the city, to build the rate space, to try and get more businesses into the city, to try and create more rates rather than always think about cutting, the DUP still haven't explained that.
Even,
I think
even,
I have to come with the
Martin,
as we Let me finish, Christopher, because you've had your
ahead.
Say.
Go on ahead.
And let me... I suppose it's interesting that Christopher wants to explain the GEMS plan, the DUP want to explain the UUP plan, but in the ANUR plan, they don't mention reserves. DUP don't mention reserves at all. And that's good, because it's not prudent to raid the reserves to fund rate decreases. But as well as that, the DUP say they will take money out of the Belfast Investment Fund and they will replace it from an underspend. Well, that's not good financial planning either, Stephen. You can't take money out from the kitty, from the coffers, at the start of the year on the basis that at the end of the year, perhaps
well,
be an underspend.
That
may be
last,
good in Las Vegas. That's gambling economics.
In the course of
no
the last
financial
five years.
Plan.
In the course of the last 5 years.
Hold on. I'll let you both come back in a second.
Thank you.
Martin, you can finish your point, and then Jim, and then Christopher. Go on, Martin.
No accountant, no chief financial officer in the country would allow anyone to say we're going to take money out of an investment fund and put it back from underspend at the end of the year. It's not good management. Just to quote the advice we got, and I know that Alderman Stalford wasn't at the meeting, but at the meeting on the 11th of January in the DUP call for a cuts programme, the advice we were given from the Chief Financial Officer was to remove even 1%. 1% from the investment fund would lead to a cut from 20 million in our commitment, would lead to a cut from 20 million to 17
okay.
million. It would reduce the potential external funding for projects such as the
okay.
convention.
Okay.
Can I ask?
All right, hold on. Jim Rogers, then you, Christopher. Go on, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen, I've got to point out that only a few years ago, the reserves of Belfast City Council were down to a dangerous £4 million. And that was mainly brought about by Sinn Féin and the SDLP on a policy of spend, spend, spend. And it was the local government auditor on a number of occasions who brought it to our attention that that figure had to increase rapidly, and it did. Now, there's no question about it. Sinn Féin, along with the SDLP, and the SDLP to a lesser degree, and also Alliance, will spend, spend, spend money that we don't have. And that's unfortunate. Whereas the unionist parties are more than prudent and careful to make sure that the ratepayers of Belfast, regardless where they come from, north, south, east and west, along with the business ratepayer, gets good value for money. And that is not happening, and it's not going to happen on this occasion. And another issue I want to point out, late last night I got a phone call from a man who's now, he told me he's in his late 80s, who knew quite a lot about Belfast City Council and Belfast Corporation. And he tells me, from 1973, there was at least 1 year, possibly two, that there was a 0% increase on Belfast City Council. Now, I'm looking into this.
Okay.
So that
right.
needs to be examined.
Okay, Christopher Stalford.
Martin O'Miller asked where would we find the savings. And in year one, to reach a goal of £2.6 million, a further £1 million of savings would be required.
But what would be cut, Christopher?
Well, if you let me finish.
Well, then you need to tell us.
Can you let me finish? You had your say. Would you let me finish and don't interrupt me, please?
Tell us what would be cut.
Well,
if you would let me finish. You're not in Connolly House now.
Well, tell us what.
This would represent a 0.77% saving on the present budget proposal. They apply this saving as a blanket cut to every department was not our position. Instead, we believe that through discretionary budgets, those efficiencies can be found. By discretionary budgets, take, for example, things like the council should use black and white advertisements in newspapers instead of full colour advertisements. Over the course of the last 4 years, the overtime bill for Belfast City Council, and this has been published in the Belfast Telegraph, the overtime bill for Belfast City Council has been £18.7 million over the course of the last 4 years.
What?
If Martin O'Muller seriously is suggesting that with budgets like that, we can't find the efficiencies. I wonder how he has been so successful in business himself through the years.
Let's have a look at how successful you would be if you were in business. So cutting colour ads, the black and white ads, saves how much?
I haven't got the figures in front of me.
Oh, there's a surprise.
Well, no, sorry, just a second, Stephen. You asked me for some areas in which money could be saved.
And you don't know how much it would save.
No, I don't, but I know that it's a discretionary budget.
£1, £100, £1,000, £1 million?
Well, put it this way, if it's £100, it's £100 of ratepayers' money.
But you have no idea if it's a drop in the ocean or not.
Well, I'm sorry. Every drop in the ocean makes an ocean, Stephen.
Okay, and the overtime bill that you criticise of £18.7 million,
yes.
How much of that does the DUP assess to be totally necessary and uncuttable?
Well, I can give you an example of where it's totally unnecessary, if you wish. During the... when the arrangements were being put in place for the waterfront hall, the council entered into an agreement whereby staff at waterfront hall would be paid a normal rate between 9 and 5 and an overtime rate after 5 o'clock. And this is a concert hall. It does most of its work after 5 o'clock. It was a mistake to allow a contract agreement such as that to be put in place. And I think that that's something that the council should look at in terms of reviewing, in terms of our provision of services.
All right, Christopher, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Martin, thank you. Jim Rogers, thank you.